The piece you'll want to read first is from Home and Hort, a punchy review of this year's Royal Horticultural Society's Chelsea Flower Show under the deliberately provocative title asking whether 2026 is the year the RHS let it all hang loose, threw off the shackles of class and conform. ID. The writer's case is that this year felt different, looser, less precious, more willing to admit that a flower show is supposed to be fun. From Story Flow Daily, Lily Lifestyle Brief: RHS lets loose at Chelsea, a Norwegian dog Substack reads aloud, and a non-gardener's start. Welcome to Story Flow Daily Lifestyle. I'm Lily. The substantive point under the humor: the RHS has been in a quiet identity reset for several years, navigating between heritage prestige and broader accessibility. This year's show, Per Home and Hort, lands closer to the latter than at any point in recent memory. The personal essay I'd pair with that is from Carmen in the Garden, on never planning to be a gardener. Carmen describes waking up sick every morning for years as a young adult, and gardening becoming a slow act of recovery rather than a hobby acquired by choice. The honest framing that most beautiful gardens you see today started as a response to something quietly hard is something I think about every time I scroll through cottage garden aesthetics on Instagram. Carmen's writing is the antidote. The most loved Substack note of the past week, according to The Goodest Place, a dog's home in Norway, has been Prinny and John, a small poodle who has formed a deep attachment to a World War Roman II veteran named John. A different rhythm from Theology of Home Substack. Their May 19 daily collection introduces readers to Fanny Farmer, the pre-Martha Stewart American domestic instructor, and includes a charming archival note on the blue shirt described in 1863 as a cold and retiring color with a quiet, soothing G nature. The piece's idea of keeping a gift pantry a small, ongoing collection of items prepared to give is practical wisdom that scales to almost any household. Nearly 9,000 likes and hundreds of restacks later, the author has published a follow-up on more of their story. The publication has also written a separate piece on Britain's railway collection dogs, a historical thread that ties into year-end reflection on what dogs bring into our lives. The practical takeaway: if you've been waiting for a sign to start something quiet and outdoor, a garden, a regular walk, paying attention to the dogs you pass, that sign is showing up across publications this week. Take it. That's your Story Flow Daily Lifestyle. Sources in the show notes. Lily out.